UGN Jams 24/7 for positive hip hop, R&B, gospel.
Hi, this is Reverend Dr. Precious Toe. I'm a songwriter, a gospel artist. Join me weekly every Tuesday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., when I will be sharing some insight from the Word of God to encourage and inspire you. Inspirational Hour. That's with me, Dr. Precious Toe, on UGM Jam, Urban Gospel Network Radio, Tuesdays 11 a.m. and later and again at 11 p.m. Be there and bless the Lord with me. God bless you.
You're about to listen to Reverend Dr. Precious Toe with Inspirational Hour, with the topic Straighten Up.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. God bless you. This is Reverend Dr. Precious Toe for Inspirational Hour. We are straightening up. Keep your head up. Keep your mind clear. Keep your soul open. And be receptive to things that is happening around you. And above all, discern into the spiritual and the physical to understand what is happening around you. Do not move like men that do not have hope, have nothing to do for the tomorrow. For you are great and greatness is inside of you, and you need to understand that your declarations over your own life is more important than anything you hear anywhere else. Because if someone say you are blessed and in your heart you're saying, how is she saying I'm blessed when I don't think I'm blessed? Then you're not corresponding to the things that is around you. So know what you are, know who you are, know whose you are, and then you will know everything pertaining to life and the goodness of it all. You are blessed. So welcome. I worship at Redemption Life Ministries, Croydon, CR03HH, and it's Canterbury Road, Canterbury Recreation Center. We're always there from Sunday 2 p.m. But today is about you and me just talking and discussing and getting down to things. Things that bother us and trouble us. That's what the Word of God is all about. We reasoning and talking to each other and then being who we ought to be. But before I start, I'd like to commend your day, pray with you, and make sure that we're all walking in line with the things of God. My last message was about you are a fountain and you flow. Out of your belly flows rivers of living waters. That means you are great. You're excellent. Limitation is not your portion. You're not prone to boundaries and borders, because you reign and you move in the destiny and the greatness and the things of what God has called you for. So therefore, I put my hand around you this morning and say, we are rising into a greater place, into a greater level, into our place of destillations, and we're going to our place of greatness and our place of delight. We have no worries. Our minds are clear. Our spirits are receptive to everything that we are going through. Remember, you are blessed, and blessed you are when you go out, and blessed you are when you come in. So I speak prophetically into your life this morning that the Lord shall level all mountains and fill all valleys before you straight. All crooked waters and all crooked ways he will make plain before your face in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare that the desert surrounding you, he will cause them to grow like trees and produce good fruits for your benefits. Only your benefit, your family benefit, your children's benefit. Hallelujah. They will grow and produce great fruits, because you are like the tree that is planted at the rivers of waters, whose root is so deep. You bear fruit in and out of seasons in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are a child of God. I also declare that you will see the good benefits that God has for you these days, and the days will follow in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare you will prosper and be productive all the days of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. anything that is not going to cause you to be productive, anything that will not cause you to prosper, I pray it out in the name of Jesus, and you are destined for greatness, and that's who you are. Everywhere your feet shall trample, you will possess those places in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the head and not the tail. You will lend and not borrow. You're rich and not poor. You're making effective changes in your communities, in your neighborhoods, and everywhere that you go for the glory of God, because you were made for his purpose. You were made for his glory. You were made for him. So in this season and this time, whatever he's doing, he will not do it without you. He will not do it without me. May our spiritual eyes be understanding, be open, that the Lord will speak to us and will understand what he's about to say. Today, I'm going to speak to you about repel worries. Repel worries. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? So Matthew chapter 6:25 is speaking to you and me this morning, this afternoon, this evening, this time. It's saying we should not worry about what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, nor our body, what we will put on. I know us women, our makeup in our bag, and the bag is weighing us down, and our shoes is in the bag. Now we're going now with heels in the bag and the shoes on our foot. Sometimes we reach and we leave one shoes in the boot of the car and we ride it. We're wearing the wrong shoes. Why? Because we want to know and we want to show forth that which we have. Amen. So your shoes is going the other way. The other one is going the other way. Because while we're worried about our shoes, we're worried about our makeup, we're worried about our hair, we're worried about other things pertaining to the body. He said, do not worry about those things and what you will put on. It is not the life. It's not life more than meat, and the body than the remnant. So you see, the things that we worried about, that we need not worry about, is what is giving us all the migraines, the hair, the headaches, and all the pain and the aches in the body. Trust me, if you're old like me, you will feel the aches in your body. Then your outward appearance is looking so gorgeously beautiful and nice. And then you think, oh my God, people say I'm looking good. But you come to bed in the night, you're like, my bones in my body is aching me. So don't be fooled by the age. The Bible says we will wax young and look beautiful. But girl, when you go to bed at night, when you start acting and dancing with your children, and you go and lay down, you wake up, you'll be speaking another thing when you wake up. You'll be like, God, help me not to go back and do that thing with these kids again. But what I'm trying to say is, God doesn't want you to worry over anything. When worry attacks your mind, don't think it's going to go away on its own. No, it doesn't. Worry is spiritual. That's why you have to repel it with your shield of faith. Worry is spiritual because the things you worried about, sometimes they are necessary, but yet you have to have faith to be able to withstand those things most times, because if you don't, they won't go away. If anything, they build up and they build up and they build up, and you'll be hearing this one, that one, this one, that one, this one. I'm getting ready for my women program, Women Worship Gospel Music Awards, and there's so much to do, and I haven't got much to put into it. And then I laid at bed at night, and my eyes is open while everybody is sleeping, and my brain is wandering all over the place. So I woke up and I said, God, you gave me this vision. You have to deal with the vision. You have to cause people to give me. You have to bring Destiny Helper from the North, South, East, and West to support the vision, because I'm tired. So I'm talking to God like that, you know, in my room, in my bed, and everybody around me, I think they're hearing, this is 2 a.m. in the morning, and my children must be thinking something's wrong with mommy. But the things we worry about, yes, they're necessary. I don't want to tell you that none of your worries are unnecessary, but they are necessary if you place it in the right hands and you sit down and find solution to it, because you're a solution provider. That's who you are. You're someone that makes things happen. You're not someone that worry and you don't know what to do about it. That's why you need to pray for the direction of God every morning when you wake up, to give you insight as to what to do for the day, to help you to repel the day, to speak into the day, to work in your favor. So when you're worried, the answer will come speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. So above all, taking the shield of faith, with which ye shall be able to quench all the fiery dust of the enemy. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16 says that. You need to protect and defend yourself against worry. And then go on the defense with the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God in your mouth. Concerning your situation, that's what you use to repel worry. See, the rhema in this word is the word of God in your mouth. That is, if you have any in your mouth. That's why when you read, sometimes you just read the word of God, you may not make sense, but when you're going through something, it begins to make sense. The word that you've read comes to life in your spirit. It is good to read and study to show yourself approved, because there comes a time in your life when nobody will be there to speak in the situation or speak into your life. So then you repaired your worry with the word of God. You're speaking the remnant of the word for that season, that moment, and that time. And you're saying to yourself, Father, this is out of my control, but I lend it into your hand. Today, I don't have no money, but direct me according to who I need to go to lend me or to give me something for my children and myself. Or where do I go to acquire this? Where do I go to get this? Because the word of God is pushing you and directing you. So you're learning to quench the fiery dust that has been thrown at you from all sorts of all worlds, all kinds of things that the enemy is throwing at you. Yes, he has to throw it, because in that is the maturity and the growth that you need to go through. So when he's throwing these things, your words are to be positive. Your words are to be good. Your words are to be yea and amen. Your words are to be the word of God that you have read, that is embedded in your spirit, that is written on the tablet of your heart. Because if it's there, you're able to speak it in that season. If it's there, you're able to tell the enemy, this is the word of God concerning this situation. Or if you need to go to a friend and say, sis, pray with me. This is what I'm feeling right now. I don't know what is going on in my spirit, but I don't want this to carry on, because it might build up to become something different in the future. It might build up to lead me somewhere that is not befitting to my spiritual life. It might build up to take me to a place where I may not come back. It will take me a while to come back. And I don't want it to take me to a desolate place when I need to be in my fruitful season, when I need to be in my season of receiving the great things that God has for me. Why this time this is happening to me now? Why not now is happening to you? Because every season has its challenges that come with it. But it's how you deal with the challenges that is before you, how you speak into those things that is before you, that escalated or de-escalated in the mighty name of Jesus. So you should say to yourself, I'm quenching all fairy dust by the word of God. This problem is here, yes. I know you're there, but I know my God is going to make a way for me. Where there seems to be no way, in the wilderness, in the desert, he does make way. After all, he's the one that has carried you all this while. He's the one that has been carrying you from the time you were born till now. Every obstacle that you faced, he has been able to help you go through it, out of it, and out of it into something greater. And everything of your life is a testimony, and people are watching and saying, oh my God, look at this sister. She was not here last year, but look at where she is. She's truly an epitome of the glory of God. She's truly, like, you know, a proof of what God can do in someone's life. So you need to protect and defend yourself against worry and go on the offensive with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God in your mouth concerning your situation. That's what you use to repel worry, the rhema of God in your mouth. What does God's word say? It says, do not be anxious about everything or anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. Simple. It sounds simple to the ears that is hearing as it's been read, but is it simple to apply it in that situation? Because do you know the word at that time to apply it? When the devil said to God, to Jesus, change this stone into bread. Jesus did not change the stone into bread, by the way, because he was being tempted by the enemy. If he had done that, he would have done the commands of the enemy. So he did not turn no stones to bread. He spoke the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. And then he said, jump and the angels will catch you. And he said, why would I tempt God? It is written, you should not tempt the Lord your God. There are some things you just don't do because you have the tools in your hand. It is the word of God. You're speaking to that situation. So you see, you should be anxious about anything. You should not be anxious for anything. In everything, you should make your prayer and your petition. So you're praying and you're petitioning God and say, Father, this is what I need. You say by Psalm 23, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. So this is what I need today. You say you will supply my needs according to your riches in glory. Today, this is the situation I find myself in. And so I'm applying your word to this situation and I'm expecting a productive answer and I'm expecting a yieldful fruit and I'm expecting that, Lord, you're going to deal with this issue your way. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it, but I know you've answered my prayer but you have to lay out your petition accordingly. Sometimes we pray and we pray amiss because our mind is wandering around. You have to position yourself, lay out the prayers that you need to pray, lay out this petition, because when you go to court, based on the merit of a case, and you're speaking to the judge and the juries, you do not just go and say anything because you'll be speaking out of context and you'll be talking rubbish, and then you're putting the case into jeopardy because when the judge do not understand where you're heading, the juries don't understand where you're heading, it's fair to say that case is going to be dismissed because you do not know your onions. You have not put in the case into place. You don't put it into the perspective. You have not sat down and prepared properly for the person you're presenting or the person you're going to lead to the place. And then you have gone to ruin his or her life because you were not well prepared for what you're going to present before the judge and the jury. And so you have jeopardized the life of this person by your own unprepared and unplanned. So when you stand before God and you're making your petition and you're praying, make understanding to yourself that what you're speaking is in line with the word of God. It's what you want and it's what you desire the Lord to do for you. Because remember, what you pray is what you're going to have in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With thanksgiving, give God the praise in advance that it's done. He said it is finished on the cross. He said he knows before you even open your mouth to pray. That means he's already done it and grant you. But because he's a legal God, you only have to just speak it. Because when you speak it, it's sanctioned, it's sealed, and it's delivered. And the blood of Jesus is going to cover it. The Holy Spirit is going to sanction it. And the Lord is going to deal with the issue that is before you. So you need to ask. You need to seek. You need to knock. He will do it. If you don't ask, you don't seek, you don't knock, he's not going to move because you are in the world that is owned by the God of this world. For God to come in, you need to invite him. Like when Daniel prayed and the enemy seized the prayer. For 21 days, he was waiting on the result or the answer of the prayer. And then he said, Lord, what is happening? But the angel of the Lord had to come and fight for the prayer to be, for the answer to come to Daniel. He said, I was fighting. Your prayer was intercepted, so I came to fight to bring you the answer. So you know, every prayer, there's a challenge. There is an issue that is blocking that prayer because it is powerful. The enemy will not just let it go like that. So be persistent to be able to speak it, but do not let worry be an issue in what you're doing. Do not let it prepare you. Do not let it take you to levels that you will not come out of. And do not let it make you say something against God that is not proper in the name of Jesus. Give thanks. Present yourself, your request to God in thanksgiving. Worship him. Praise him. Dance that he has done it. Let the joy of the Lord fill your heart. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your heart and your mind. In so doing, you will know, hallelujah, that your prayer has reached to the holiest of holies, that you will be directed to say the right thing and understand that it is coming. You will not know where maybe it will be given to you right there, and then you will know where to even go and get the answer to that prayer that you've prayed to get the result. Because the Lord will have directed you in the midst of your thanksgiving, in the midst of you praising, in the midst of you worshiping, in the midst of you making your petition clear unto God and your prayer request presentable to him. And the words that you speak are in line with the word that you know. So that's why it's good to study the word of God, whether you're broken or you're whole or in the right place. Every time in your life, make sure you read the word to be in your spirit. spirit for the raining days, for the dark days that are ahead of you. Behold, there will be dark days, because the Bible said the days are evil and we are numbering our days as we go along. So you need to understand the word of God will be something that in the last days we will not have like we are having anymore. People, you have to understand the word, know it, believe it, recite it. Keep it in your spirit for such a time when the warrior's time comes, when the troublesome times comes, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Philippians chapter 4 verse 16, that's for 6 to 7, that's what it just said to you. Philippians 4 verse 6, that's what I just read to you. So do not sit there worrying and whining. Declare what you want and give thanks to God because it is done. Hallelujah. Having done that, it is what is said. The peace of God that surpasses understanding will generate and grudge in your heart. And then you know your mind in Christ. Your heart will begin to tell you what the mind of Christ is. Because you have made a prayer, you have made a petition. You will begin to have this certain happiness in you. That is, if you're doing it the right way, without no malice, without no anger, without no groaning, without no anger or resentment, you will see the result that's going to come out. So there you go. Circumstances don't look right all the time. Everything looks like there's trouble. Yes, because we're in the troubled world. Tax is going up. The economy is getting high. Do you not believe that it's the same God that when you didn't have money to buy Pampers or do stuff for your children that make things happen for you? So what make you think that this time around he's not going to come through for you? Isn't it the same God that some days you wake up, you didn't have food, you went to food bank, you did this and you did that? What make you think the same God will not come through for you? I'm speaking to you because I've been through the situation. I've been homeless. He has given me a place. I've been hungry. He has brought people my way that knocked my door and leave food to my door. They didn't know I was going through the process, but as a father, as a child of God, I cannot be like this. I cannot go hungry with my children. I cannot suffer like this. And then I represent you. If people see me, what do they see? They see a daughter of the Most High God. They call me Reverend. And if in that situation, you can't come true for me, how then can I survive this? But from today, I know you are the one that is carrying me. You're the one that is holding me. You're the one that is taking me. And when I began to understand the ways and the will of God in my life and how he has come true for me, worry was never my problem. Yes, from time to time, as a mother, you worry. Your heart will beat a little bit fast. But do not let it take over you. The Bible says you will be angry, but do not let the sun go down on your anger. It is when you overdo something that it becomes a problem. Hallelujah. So everything, there is trouble. Yet, you are at peace. Others can understand how you can be so absolutely unflattered about the things that is around you, and then your mindset of how the troubles around you, but yet you're still at peace with yourself. They talk about how what you're going through because they know you, but yet they see peace in your face. They see joy in you. In your circumstance, you're rejoicing, you're happy because you know God has done it. He just needs to physically bring it forth. Hallelujah. The manifestation of what he's done just needs to come out. And people misunderstand. They don't know what is happening. They say, we can't understand you. You're supposed to be this way, but you're this way. How come you're laughing when you're supposed to be sad? How come you're happy when you're supposed to be this way? They misunderstand the God that you serve. But because of who you are and how you know him, you have come to an understanding that God is with you and no man can change it. And nothing can change it. No worries, no stress, no depression. Even though you're seeking help and people don't know what you're going through behind the scene, but your joy is overflowing. Because remember, you are a fountain. And within you flows the river of living waters. So nothing can hold you down. Nothing can keep you down. The word of God is life into your spirit. The more well of God you know, the more you conquer, the more you overcome, the more you overtake territories, the more you wake up in the morning feeling good, knowing that you serve a God of miracle. You serve a God of all sufficiency. You serve a great and mighty God. Hallelujah. The reason is simple. You're acting on the word. You have cast all your cares upon him. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. That's how to live a worried free life. You cast all your fears, all your cares, all your problems, all your burdens, everything that has been a stumbling block to you, you cast it unto the Lord, for he cares for you, for he will take care of your situation. He will take care of your today, your tomorrow, your day after, your morning, your evening, your afternoon, everything, your marriage. Once you give it to him, the Lord said that which you commit in his hands, he's able to keep. So every single thing you've kept in his hand, he will keep. My children are sick. I said, Father, when they were born, they were dedicated into your hands. Therefore, you have kept them. I'll forge everything about their life, their health, their school, everything that is pertaining to godliness and everything that is pertaining to their life, unto you are committed. So why am I worried about them being sick, Father? Heal my children. They are healed by your stripes in Jesus' name. Father, the teachers are saying, my child is bad, my child is like this, my child is... No, but the word of God said they are of excellent spirit. My son is of excellent spirit. Therefore, I will not worry about his destiny, because his destiny is sure. But what do I do? My child comes home and I speak into the life of my child, and I make him to understand your actions has consequence. Whatever you do, you have to pay for in your later stage of life. If you do anything and you meet police, you know that at a later stage of your life, you will have to answer to that record, depending on the kind of job that you're going to go into. So you have to keep your records clean. You have to behave in school. You have to have good report in school, like the way you behave in church. Because I cannot tell my child to behave good in school and he's behaving wrongly in life. Why? At the end of the day, I might be the mom that will be worried. Then I repel myself to worry, because every morning I wake up, I'll be worried. What's he going to do to school today? How is he going to behave in school today? But at home, what am I telling him? What lifestyle is he seeing at home? So sometimes the things that we can deal with easily, we do not do, and they worries us and they bother us. And then sometimes we add to our worries by adding other people's worry to our worries. No, your mind needs to be rent-free. You need to live a rent-free life. Whatever people want you to do for them and you can do it, you do it. When you cannot do it, you cannot do it. So you're not going to put yourself in the position where you cannot do anything. I usually say, my no is very important and my yes is costly. My no is important because I'm saying no because I cannot do that thing you want me to do now. My yes is important because if I do that thing for you, it tells you that I've actually set aside time to be there for you. So you need to understand that you give me back that honor that I've given to you, because I was in the place where I could have said no, but I did it because of who you are to me. So if you put me in that position the way I put you, you should be able to take me through certain situations, certain process as well. I understand you may not always be in a position to help me. I understand you may not always be in the position to say yes. So, okay. It's okay by me. But let it not worry you that somebody is not doing something because you did something for them. No. Whenever you're good to someone, that's you saying to God, this is a credit from me to you. So you will pay me in due season. You will do this for me in due season. Everything you do in the dark, he rewards you in the light. If you do bad in the dark, the reward comes in the day. If you do good in the night, the reward comes in the day. Nothing is hidden under this sun. So do not carry somebody's problem in your head. Let your mind be rent free. Let your spirit be rent free of people's opinions of you, so that you don't carry unnecessary worries. Because then you have to sit down now and readjust yourself to bring yourself to a level that you should have passed long time ago, because you're worried about the things and the chaos of this world. Even the birds of the earth do not worry about what they eat. The Lord provides for them. The Lord supplies for them. The Lord gives them. So why should you worry about what you're going to eat or drink for tomorrow or the today? You are a king's child. You are a child of the king. You are making effective changes in communities and places. Learn to live a life that is free of worry. Practice things daily. When you practice the presence of God daily, you understand things. When you practice how to be healthy, you understand a healthy lifestyle. When you practice how to be worryless free, if you pull it that way, you will live a worryless life. And you will understand that the greatness of you is the beginning of you understanding how to overcome certain things in your life that is not meant to be there in the first place. How not to go around pleasing everybody, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I speak to my friends as they listen, that they have confidence in all that you have done for them. and made available to them in Christ Jesus. I rejoice with them always because you have given them an extraordinary life of glory and victory, free from struggles, worries, and the troubles that weigh men down. Their peace, which passes all understanding, you have given to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And they are carrying a mantleless heart and their mind even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every worry, oh God, we commit it into your hands. Every issues that will make them stand still, I bring it into your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you are great, oh God, and we worship you today. We give you all the praise and we surrender to you, Father. You are faithful to the end. You are glorious. I thank you for the ears that are listening, that everything about their life is stress-free in the mighty name of Jesus. If you have not given your life to Jesus Christ and you are listening to this devotion, you're listening to me this morning, this evening, this afternoon, I invite you to do this prayer with me. Say, oh Lord, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all and of my life this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you for saving my soul. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
You've been listening to the Reverend Dr. Precious Toe. You can follow her on Twitter at Edward Toe, Instagram, Precious For You, and Facebook, Precious Toe.
To advertise or get your music played, contact sales at UGNradio.com and someone will definitely get back to you as soon as possible. Remember, sales at UGNradio.com. Details on our website at UGNjams.com.